Hey everybody, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, just got done working on a teaching audio. Want to bring it to you. Fear and trembling explained. Fear and trembling explained. Yeah, let's talk about this verse, famous verse that appears in Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah, this is an important verse. So many people in churchianity, Calvinism, easy believism, once saved, always saved, they ignore this verse. They write it off. They say, just believe in Jesus and you're going to heaven. But yet Paul says, hey, you got to work this out with fear and trembling. They treat Jesus like he's a get out of hell card in their back pocket, that the Bible tells us to strive for the kingdom of God. Let's talk about this. It's this verse and others like it that are a key to refute that common heretical idea that I just talked about. Salvation's a one-time thing. Raise your hand, say a prayer, you just believe, you're born again. You don't need to keep on fearing God because Jesus did it all for you. Not one verse says he did it all for you. He did his perfect work. By it, we could never attain eternal life. But then in the blood covenant, we have a part to do. The faith alone, grace alone, heretical groups have lied to the masses. They've satanically ignored the clear warning all over Old and New Testament Scripture to obey God in holiness and fear. As fruit, we are of Him, and His Holy Spirit is in us, leading us to a saving faith. Notice in that verse I just read to you, Paul says, obedience. It's right there. And when you fear God, you obey Him. When you love God, you obey Him. We'll get to those verses. How about another verse on obedience? 1 Peter 1:2. Elect according to the knowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Yeah, God's word, old and new, is full of admonitions to fear God, to obey God. Yeah, how about another famous verse? Proverbs 9:10. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Yeah, fear God's the beginning of wisdom. You don't fear God, you're not wise. You're a fool. You're foolish to not fear God. Matthew 10:28, Jesus said, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He's talking about the Father. Jesus said we should fear God. Yeah. Now, why should we fear God if just by an easy believe, head knowledge, raise your hand, say a prayer, you got baptized, you go to church, whatever, you gain eternal life because of Jesus' blood? There's no fruit involved, there's no works involved, there's no obedience involved, there's no endurance involved. This makes no sense when you ponder the rest of God's holy word that I'm going to share some with you right here on fear and trembling. I'm going to prove to you that we should all fear God, even born-again saints, as we follow after Jesus Christ, because He did a perfect work for us that we can't get to heaven or enter the kingdom of God without Him. But we have a part to play in a covenant. Covenants always have two parties. No, we can't work our way to heaven. Paul says it's not of works because we can't work our way to heaven, but we have works to do. Ephesians 2:10 says we're created for good works, yet all these people fight doing good works and fearing God. No, we need Christ. But God, we need Christ, of course, most of all. His perfect work, His perfect righteousness. But if you are His, you don't live in sin, you don't live in carnal worldly ways, you don't live in false church traditions, you live in holiness, because you know, if you've read Scripture, willful sin you keep doing on and on, pagan holidays, whatever, will not be washed away on judgment day by the blood of Christ. It will be held to your record. Go read Hebrews 10:26 and 27. Here's a verse that defies those people. Peter says this, 1 Peter 4:17 through 19. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit to keeping of their own souls to Him in doing well, as unto a faithful Creator. Yeah, you see that? The righteous are scarcely saved. I have a question. If Jesus does all of our saving work for us, and our fear, our obedience, our holiness, our endurance, it matters nothing, this means Jesus scarcely saves us. That's ridiculous. He's a mighty Savior to save. No, we are the weak link in the blood covenant, so we should be fearing God indeed. Just as the Bible teaches all over its pages, Jesus taught, we'll get to more scriptures, by faith in his blood work, we repent, his resurrection and blood work, we repent of all sin. We be willing vessels that God gives a new heart and a new mind to. That leads us to obedience and holiness, to endurance, and we are fearing God the entire time. Because why? We're using experience, knowledge that leads to wisdom. Let's go back to Philippians 2. That word fear is phobos. Yeah, it means fright, terror, and dread. Did you get that? Fright, terror, and dread. It's no small thing. It's where we get the word phobia from. People are afraid of spiders. People are afraid of heights. It's where we get the word phobia from. Now let's look at the word trembling, tramos, or tromos. It's where we get the word trauma from. It means trembling, that is quaking with fear, quaking. And I have a definition here that's really going to prove to you about this word, what I teach all over my website, that we have a part to do in our salvation because he called us to him. Christ made the only way because of his death, burial, and resurrection. It's not by works we're saved, but works happen in us of holiness and obedience and fear of God because he is working in us to be saved. We have the hope of it. Ready? The word fear in Philippians 2, it says this in one of the definitions under Greek. Used to describe the anxiety of one who distrusts his ability to completely meet all the requirements, but religiously does his utmost to fulfill his duty. Did you catch that? That means you're fearful because you have a part to play in this covenant, and you're not sure you're going to finish it to the best of your ability. Jesus said, "Be ye perfect" in Matthew 5:48. That means mature and complete. Yeah, we have a part to do. We should be fearful before this holy God. But these people will tell you, nah, don't fear, and they ignore all these scriptures. See, we're to believe on Christ, but we know we have to strive. We can lose our salvation. We can sin, and we can turn away. These are all facts. Once saved, always saved is a demonic lie. Don't fall for it. Psalm 2, which a young man from the other side of the world read to me. This was awesome. I woke up to an audio that a young man, age 10, on the other side of the world, who loves God and is seeking God, he read me Psalm 2, and I heard this, and I said, I'm going to use it in my teaching, so thank you, young man. You know who you are. Psalm 2, 9 through 12. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Yeah, that's where I got this fear and trembling, right? And then kiss the Son, S-O-N, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Do you see the goodness and severity of God there? Go read Romans 11. He's good. He's grace. He's mercy. He's just. He's love. He's also wrath and fire and anger. And how do we get the opposite? How do we not get the wrath? Because of the gospel. And Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You don't love God if you keep sinning. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Yeah, I love how Philippians 2 and Psalms 2 tie right together. Go check that out. All right, I'm going to give you some more verses. Jesus, Paul, John, Peter prove even further that salvation isn't simply just believe. Faith alone, grace alone, no. Ready? We should fear God. Why? Few are going to make it. Matthew 7:14. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that lead unto life, and few there be that find it. That word few in the Greek means puny. Yeah, I got a teaching on that. How about this? We all can fall away. Per Paul, Colossians 1, 22-23. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue grounded in the faith and settled and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Yeah, you can fall away from the hope, and when you have the hope, you're fearing God and you're trembling to work out your salvation because of what Christ has done. How about this one? It's not a guarantee till we run our race to the end. Jesus said, Matthew 24, 13, But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Yeah, Jesus said you got to endure. He also said it in Matthew 10. And then Paul said we have to prove ourselves. Wow, these false teachers tell you, oh no, you don't got to do nothing. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves that how Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Did you catch that? Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Noisy motorcycle going by. I'm out in the street. John said this, we must walk in light and truth. 1 John 1:6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We do not and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, that would be the truth, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Did you see that? You walk in the light, you get cleansed. You walk in the darkness, you're a liar. Yeah. Faith and works, you see it? Paul said this. He said we must be clinging to Christ with all that we are in holiness and sound doctrine, right? 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Doctrine means instruction. It's the instructions of God's word. We're to follow in them. Paul says it's part of our salvation. Why? Because Christ is the truth. We got to walk in the truth. If we don't walk in the truth, we don't have the truth. How can we be saved by the truth if we don't walk in the truth that is Jesus Christ the truth? Yeah, I'm being redundant to drive it home. It's absolutely true. How about this one? Perfect love casts out all fear. We're going to hear that, right? People are going to say, oh, but perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. All right, so we're reading that scripture. People are going to try to pull that out. But you know what that means? All that means is that when we come to know Christ and we walk in his perfect will, Romans 12, and we're abiding in his word, John 15, and the fear and the reverence that we have for God, it never goes away. But you know what? We have the hope of salvation, and that fear becomes perfect love. Why? Because we know we're a friend of God now, John 15, 14, versus an enemy of God by loving or being a friend of the world, James 4, 4. See how that fear can turn into perfect love? If we're walking in covenant with him, keeping our part of the commandments, our part of the covenant, I should say. Working out our salvation in fear and trembling. It perfectly goes along with all the other verses I'm showing you and many more that our saving faith is shown by our works. James 2, 22 through 24. As I read this, remember, Martin Luther, the heretic reformer, wanted the book of James ripped out of the Bible. Yeah. James 2, 22 through 24. See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Ye see then how by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Yeah, they say faith alone, grace alone, but the only Bible verse that ever says faith alone says you're not justified by faith alone. Do you see what I'm saying here? Don't listen to these Calvinistic and other heretic, easy believe, free grace teachers. They twist, they ignore scripture. Why? All to stay in their false man-made doctrines, their carnal ways. They're of Satan. They're workers of the enemy. They're not walking in holiness and obedience and sound doctrine. They're not coming out of the world and coming out of churchianity. They're sitting in their sin saying, Jesus did it all. They're not living fearful. When I street preach, I ask hundreds of people every day, who fears God? Rarely does anyone raise their hand. You know why that's so dangerous? Because all these false doctrines, all these false churches have told people, you don't have to be afraid. Yeah? Well, the Bible tells us we should fear God. Do you want to believe what the wisest man, Solomon, once said? Do you believe what he says? How about this? I'll close with this. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Yeah, I'm going with Solomon. I'm going with Jesus. I'm going with Paul. I'm going with John. I'm going with Peter. I'm rejecting these churchianity false men, these Calvinistic, once saved, always saved, easy believe people that rip out pages from the Bible, twist the scripture of God, and tell you, you don't have to do anything because of what Jesus did. Oh no, because of what Jesus did, making a way for us, his perfect work by the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection. We have work to do, and that work includes our wisdom in fearing God and working out our salvation with fear and trembling as we follow Christ with all that we are. Hey, I hope that's been a blessing to you. Thanks for listening. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It goes perfectly together with faith and works. It goes together with the Old Testament, the New Testament. It goes together with Revelation, where Jesus tells the bodies of believers in chapter 2 and 3 to repent, lest they be removed. I hope you're striving in holiness and obedience. My website is designed to help encourage you do just that. Let me know I can help you in the faith, pouring out every day, traveling, street preaching, lifting up Christ crucified. We love you all. Shoot me an email. Would love to encourage you. Would love to unite to you in full doctrine. Oh, so precious saints, we know that we're united to because of what Christ has done. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.